Natural disasters have been the loudest issues over the last couple of weeks, and our kids are listening. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's broadcast is about helping children, from making sense of natural disasters to increasing life expectancy in Nicaragua, all with a biblical mindset. Those stories unfolding through the next 4.5 minutes. We'll start today with Hurricane Irma, which struck the Caribbean islands, Cuba, and then Florida over the weekend. Nearly 40 people have been killed so far across the affected areas. A series of natural disasters has eaten up our news feeds. But how is all of this affecting kids? Catherine Loeffler with Bethany Christian Services says even kids outside of the disaster zones can be affected for a couple of reasons, especially children who are adopted from international countries.
Children who've been placed internationally have experienced loss and trauma in their lives by the very nature of being adopted. And so sometimes natural disasters, when they're seen on the news, when we talk about them in public, when it's talked about at school or at home or at church, it can trigger for those children a lot of memories of previous experiences.
Loeffler says you can pray with your kids for the disaster victims and even get them involved with a fundraiser or relief effort.
I think most importantly for our children is watching and observing them, talking them through what's happening, staying patient and calm and keeping routines. But if this has been something that hasn't been a severe trauma trigger, then absolutely a small project of some sort giving back, that may well be something that could help in healing.
Next, it's been almost 4 years since the Ukrainian crisis began. Rebuilding will take years. Needless to say, the Ukrainian people have faced destruction with little help. And now, some of that aid's about to leave. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says,
it seems like a lot of the aid organizations that were there in the beginning are beginning to phase out. So a lot of the aid organizations that are helping out, maybe the government level and from different countries of the world, they're beginning to withdraw.
Soon, this war-battered region of Ukraine is going to be left to itself. SGA is meeting the physical needs of the Ukrainian people through its Crisis Evangelism Fund, but it can only reach a fraction of the people.
By the end of the year, there's going to be a huge increasing need to help these villages here. So we just ask people to get involved and support the Crisis Evangelism Fund and help us to see the gospel go out through faithful Bible teaching and reaching churches.
So we'll ask, will you help? What's unique about this fund is that it enables local churches to deliver food and other needs to the people. And in doing so, people often ask why, and the answer is the gospel. Pray that the Ukrainian people's needs would not just be met, but that the gospel would change their lives. And pray that the conflict would end. And the first few years of a child's life are crucial for development, but for impoverished children in Nicaragua, just surviving can be a challenge. According to Compassion International, Nicaraguan children are 3 times more likely to die before the age of 5 than kids in the United States. But through their child survival program, Compassion is working against those numbers. With the help of a translator, we spoke to Annalise Torres and Fatima Romero about the community they serve. Torres says,
most of them, maybe 50% of the mothers, are younger than 16 years old, and they don't know how to take care of a baby. So they are in malnutrition, and also their children are like that.
Through their program, young or expectant mothers and their children receive medical care, nutritional training, life counseling, and much more. And these young women and their children are learning about a God who loves them. Romero says,
considering the challenges they are facing, we bring the gospel to them by teaching them that there is a solution for their problems, and that is through Jesus.
For more stories of transformation, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.